Yeah, I tell you what, my family and I, we love the outdoors. We love knowing where our meat comes from. We love being part of the cycle of life. And even more so, we love preparing this. And just like anything, there are certain things that you can do to maybe make it more palatable. A lot of folks maybe turn up their nose or don't enjoy the outdoors because they don't know what to do or how to cook their wild game. So I do have a handful of recipes, and this is just the beginning. There's a lot available on the web. I think Pinterest, my wife does that. I don't even know what that is, but she tells me there's a lot of good stuff on there as well. But I can tell you, I'll share a few of my favorite ones with you. I have a family favorite is a venison French dip recipe. And again, you can find a lot of this stuff on the internet, but I use 4 pounds of meat, 10.5 ounces of beef broth, 1 can of condensed French onion soup, and then 12 ounces of beer. Make sure you're of legal age. Then I put that in a slow cooker all together, and I put it on for 6 hours on low. After 6 hours, I take a fork, I pull it apart so it's shredded, and then I put it back in low for another 2 hours. When that's all done, then I put it on a hoagie-style bun and some sliced Swiss cheese if you like that, and then you got the sauce in there, which is your au jus, and you can use that for dipping in. That is one of my favorite venison recipes. I also like, for duck, is it just a roasted duck recipe? And duck, honestly, is one of my favorite table fare just because they are usually eating grain and aquatic vegetation, and they usually build up a really good layer of fat, which is obviously where a lot of that flavor comes from. But I like to pluck my ducks that I shoot, and after you get them plucked, I take oranges and cut them into slices, and I put that up inside the duck's cavity. And then I take strawberry or grape jelly, and I cover the breast with that. And then I put it in the oven and bake it at 350 degrees until you can grab that leg bone and turn it, and it turns freely inside the body there. Then you know that duck is done, and that is a fantastic recipe. It has some sweetness to it, has some citrus to it, and is really good, in my opinion. I also enjoy making goose breasts out of any geese I'm lucky enough to harvest, and that simply just cut the breast meat off, and I cut it like a butterfly or a taco cut so it lays open, and then I soak that in a cola, whether it's Coca-Cola, Pepsi, whatever you prefer got laying around. I soak that for 4 to 6 hours in that cola, and then I take it out, and that kind of helps tenderize that meat, takes some of the gamey taste out of it. And then I get a block of Monterey cheddar cheese, or if you like Colby Jack, you can get some little spice, and I cut a block of that in, and I put that in the middle of the taco. And if you like jalapenos, you can put that in there as well, stuff it in there, close that breast back around it, take some bacon, wrap it around the breast, and then run toothpicks through it, cook that on low heat on a grill until the bacon's done. And when the bacon's done, typically the goose is done as well, and that's a really, really good meal to have. I also have a fried, what I call a chicken fried or for pheasant or turkey, and I take their breasts after I cut the breasts off, and I cut those into 1-inch strips, and then I roll them in mustard, and even if you aren't a mustard fan, you won't taste any of it, but that mustard really helps your breading adhere to that breast meat very well. So I take that mustard, roll it in there. You can use buttermilk or even ranch if you want, and then I get a bag of dehydrated mashed potatoes. I really like the garlic ones. And I roll that stuff in that breast meat after I put in the dip, whether it's the mustard, the buttermilk, or the ranch. I roll in that dehydrated mashed potatoes, and I fry in oil until it's done. And, again, those are just like turkey or pheasant fingers, and my kids love that as well as I do. So those are some of my more favorite ones.